Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thank you for calling in on PGN. It's Tuesday evening. It's December 6th, 2022. So praise God. Wow, this year has gone by fast, and things are just coming to a close shortly here in a few weeks. So praise God for 2023 in advance. Well, I hope everyone is doing well, and I thank you for joining us this evening online, those who've dialed in with your hands up in queue for ministry. Blessings to you. I see you in Jesus' name. And those that are listening online, we bless you. May the Lord bless your ears to hear what the Spirit is saying to you, and reveal himself to you in measures, in ways that are according to his sword and his spirit and his fire of truth to burn in your soul, burn in your bones, in Jesus' name. Let's pray before we start. Father, we thank you for this evening. We dedicate this evening to you, God. We thank you for your presence and how you welcome us into your presence, God, that even Lord, when you talked about church in the Bible and scripture, Lord, you said when two or three are gathered in my name, there you are in the midst, God. So we thank you, Lord, that we are in the midst of your presence, God, that you multiply, Lord, your presence, God, in the reality of our spiritual wisdom and knowledge of understanding of you, Lord. We want to grow in you, God. We want to expand, Lord, all of those things I just prayed, Father, and knowing you and knowing your presence. And we just honor you. We honor your name and we exalt you. And be high and lifted up in our lives this evening. And we thank you. Thank you. We're here for you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. So, so I want to, let me start with this verse here. So I feel like I have a handful of things, but I just want the Lord to I definitely want the Lord to lead me. So 2 Corinthians 9:8, it says this. 2 Corinthians 9:8. It's talking about being a cheerful giver. And we know in scripture when they're talking about giving, yes, when they're talking about giving, it has to do with monetary and gifts of that such or that nature of a tithe, right? Like they brought Jesus gifts when he was born and presented and things that honored him. So whatever that gift is that we bring unto him. So it's in that measure of that, yes. But it also has to do with how we love other people and how we give even in our time, right? So if our time is a gift to us, and we know that we can offer that to the Lord, you know, we can offer our time to the Lord. We can offer whatever our talents are, the things that we treasure, the things that he's bestowed upon your heart. And you just offer those as a gift to him, but certainly as well our tithe and our offerings as well. So when we give to him, we cannot outgive, especially when he's prompting, when his breath is on that to lead you and to do that thing. When you walk in obedience and there's a sacrifice attached to it, in all likeliness, there is a twofold or double blessing that comes back. Miraculously, there is a mystery to obedience and also a reality to obedience as well. Okay, so I'm getting sidetracked. So verse 8. Says in 2 Corinthians 9:8, and God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that you, always having all sufficiency in all things, may have an abundance for every good work. God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that you always having all sufficiency in all things, may have an abundance for every good work. So I just want to encourage you to pray that prayer. And for those of you that like to insert names, this is a good one to insert names in as well. But just praying and asking the Lord for his abundance. And when you give cheerfully to bless and encourage and just to give out of a heart of joy, to be a joyful giver and not begrudgingly or out of necessity, but you planned and purposed in your heart. And it might even be things that the Lord is actually bringing to your remembrance and causing you to plan to bring forth that thing, causing you to plan your time that you might give him a gift, an honorary gift, you know, and whatever that might be. I know we're at the end of the year and we celebrate his name and we lift up his name as a treasure and want all men and women and children to be drawn unto him and be a blessing to the generations and to maybe share a testimony, whatever that might be. If the Lord is putting something on your heart and you're like starting to vaguely think about it, but it keeps coming back around, that may be the Lord preparing you, right? Prepare the gift that you're going to give him. So preparing to give unto him that he will make, he will cause all those things for you to have the sufficiency that you have need of in all things. And so you can even ask him, God, you have a sufficiency and need in this area. And not that you're not giving out of weights and measure type of thing, but more so out of the first of what I just explained. I don't want to repeat all that again. Excuse me. But you know what I'm saying, and you're tracking me. And I'm sure the Holy Spirit is already moving on your heart and showing you those things in which to give. So secondly, in 2 Corinthians, actually, wait, I want to tell you a testimony or share something with you. Last week, John and I met with another couple. They are Messianic Jews, and we've tried for months. They've wanted to... John has worked with them, and I've never, well, I maybe have met the husband, I just don't remember, but I definitely have met the wife through real estate, through John's real estate, and they've been wanting to take him to dinner, us to dinner for, oh my gosh, I don't know how many months, and we couldn't really come up with a time frame because we work, and she has a ministry that, she has healing ministry during the week, and then he goes out of town on the weekend, so he kind of takes like a Shabbat on Fridays, and they just don't do anything. And that's our day where we were like, what about Friday? And so that's why we had, so it was just months and months, and I thought, well, if the dinner ended early, I was going to come back and just go live during whatever time frame was left, but it did not. So, and it was a blessing. It was a blessing to be with them. But I want to say this, them being Messianic Jews. So the conversation, because here's what I want to, even in these verses, talking about this tonight too, is the conversation went to, you know, talking about end times a little bit, okay? And so, and I know everyone's in a different place and they have a different structure and reference how they're thinking and what they're, how they've been taught, and then how they're perceiving it and how they're cultivating what they're seeing before them, right? So it's like all these three aspects that are taking place in their life and heart and mind as it's getting played out, right? So and this gentleman was saying, well, I think the stage is being played for the Antichrist. Thinking, this is beautiful. I'm so glad that, you know, because I try to plant seeds with people, but if I'm the first one talking, I try to plant like in the ground of end times or eschatology, depending on where the person's at, and just to see like how open are they to this? Where are they with all this, you know? And are they ready to hear what's going on with them? So because literally, honestly, yesterday I did hear the Lord. I was thinking of, believe it or not, but this is true, how the Holy Spirit very gently put on my heart John the Baptist and saying, prepare the way of the Lord, prepare the way. So anyways, that is true. So So when he was talking, this gentleman was talking, and he was talking about how the Antichrist will come in as a savior and yada, yada. Okay, that, how that scene's all being set up. We know that. And so I said, yeah, like we agree. We agreed with everything he was saying. And I said, so do you think the Antichrist is living now? He's among us now. He's living now. And his wife like turned her neck like, oh my God, like, but looked at her husband to see what he was going to say, but like, oh my God, what a question, you know, because I think people think about it and we know it in terms of scripture, especially those who have been a Christian for a long time, but the reality, being hit with the reality of, hey, do you think the Antichrist is a living among us right now? Do you think he's, you know, born and among us? And he said, yes. I think that he is. It's very possible. I think that he is. So this is all of these indicators in my questions are apt to see if he's ready, which as soon as he started talking about the end times, I figured they probably were ready. And let me tell you this, too. Their son is a media. He works in the media, and he's quite popular, so I don't want to say his name because I Googled it later, and it came up right away, and I had never heard of him. So I don't want to say his name until I need to say his name. Anyways, so we were talking and then I said something about, because they're Jewish, right? And I'm sure they've been to Israel. And so I said, well, I asked them about the red heifers. Are you, so wow, the red heifers, so someone from Texas supplied these heifers, you know? And they were like, so this is so interesting to me. They said, really? We didn't hear of that. They didn't know that. It's funny because a lot of Gentile people track this or tracking it, okay, and they've heard about it and they know it. They did not hear this. They did not know this. And he was telling me, well, a lot of people in the past have come up. I said, I know, but I guess, you know, this one, they were inspected and they were, and then I think he might have vaguely said, well, maybe I did hear about it, you know. So I'm, you know, and then, and it was like, what, the heifers are for the sacrifice. My husband was talking and saying, well, for the sacrifice. And this gentleman said, and they both had, her, the husband and the wife both had the same type of reaction. He said, well, that's a shame. And inside of me, I thought, I have no idea where he's coming from. Like, I am not tracking his thinking when he's saying that's a shame, because I was thinking, hold on, like, this piece needs to fit. Like, what do you mean by this? And so because they're Jewish, he was like, no, the sacrifice has already been made. It doesn't have to be made. So I'm just telling everyone here that people are going to have a different views, and they're going to have, so you have to kind of take that in and for us to prepare. So because the more that we share, it sharpens us and it prepares us for the next conversation, because things come up that we hadn't thought about, and it helps shape us and equip us for the next conversation. So anyways, we talked through that a little bit, my husband more than I. And then because his husband, their son is in the media, I said, well, who do you think, like, do you have any guesses of anyone about the Antichrist? So they didn't. And so I offered the name that was revealed here. And he was like, oh, you know, and I said, yeah, tell your son. I said, the reason I'm telling you this is tell your son to keep an eye on him, to keep his eyes on him. So it'll be interesting if something comes out from that, because he's in a place that he could do that. So praise God for that. And also one, let's see, do I want to share that, Lord? No, that'll go in a different direction. Let me wait on that. So the next verse that I was going to read is actually 2 Corinthians 3. No, it's 2 Corinthians 12. This is 12:9, and this is what we're going to hear where I'm going with this. Okay, this is when Paul was talking about the thorn in his flesh, but in verse 9 he said that the Lord said to Paul, he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. So therefore, most gladly, I would rather boast in my infirmities than the power of Christ might rest upon me. Okay, here, this word sufficient or sufficiency is where we're going. Okay, and the Lord seems to have been, honestly, I was studying this word, and then my friend had texted me, and she said, hey, I hope you're getting sufficient time, you know, with your grandbaby. And I was like, that is so wild that she uses that word. But I see the Lord confirming where we're going and where we're heading as far as directional for me and guiding me. So for here, you know, to speak on his behalf, if you will. So sufficiency there is to be possessed of unfailing strength. That's what his sufficiency is. If you look that up, just even in the Webster's, it'll say abundance. Sufficiency is in reference to abundance, just in the regular dictionary. And so here in the Greek, it translates to be possessed of unfailing strength, to be strong, to suffice, to be enough, to defend or ward off, to be satisfied, to be contented. Okay, that's what sufficiency is. So his sufficiency, when he's saying, my grace is sufficient, it's unfailing in strength, right? It is enough, it's strong, and it's abundant. And it's unfailing in strength. That's what the sufficiency of his grace is. So when he calls us to do something and you see his grace is on that for you to step, for you to obey, for you to say yes to him, know that you're in to be in obedience, you know, even if you're asking him to help your obedience, to witness or serve, whatever it might be, his grace is unfailing. It's unfailing in strength within you. We possess it. We need to grab a hold of that in our spirits and grab a hold of that grace. There's also a section in here that says, describing this word from this verse, my grace is sufficient for thee, namely, to enable thee to bear the evil man fully. There is therefore no reason that I should ask for its removal. So he's saying his grace, although we do ask the Lord to deliver us from evil, right? So this, his grace has equipped us even for the end of time. His grace has equipped us. It's sufficient even for the end of time. So God is able, let me go back to the beginning, God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that you, having always all sufficiency in all things, may have all abundance for every good work. Now let's just begin praying that through, right? Praying that through and asking for the every good work. If he's prepared the work in advance for us to walk in, then we want the abundance of his grace and for all things to be upon that. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Okay, that sufficiency there actually is, there's only three times it's used there, which is, right, the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit, that is a Hebrew Jewish extension of his engraftedness. Okay, so 2 Corinthians 3, 5, the last verse says, talking about the Spirit, the law of the Spirit and not the letter of the law. So verse 4, I'll start there. And we have such trust through Christ towards God. Verse 5, not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think of anything as being from ourselves, but our sufficiency is from God. Our sufficiency is from God, who also made us sufficient as ministers of the new covenant. You are a minister of the new covenant. This is a bearing role. This is a responsibility, an intention of the Holy Spirit and his grace upon your life for you to be his minister of the new covenant, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. And then he goes on to proceed and talk about, okay, so here, but it's going to go to talking about his glory. And then down to verse 12, let me just skip there. It says, therefore, since we have such a hope, because it's talking about the Spirit being glorious and giving glory, that his righteousness exceeds all glory. That is glorious in and of itself. So then, therefore, since we have such hope, we use great boldness of speech. And this is where I just want to land today, that we use our speech and how we speak and asking God his grace and his sufficiency to be upon that as we, whatever it is we do, whatever the Lord calls us to speak forth, right? We all have different roles. It might be, you know, I know there's people here that are evangelistic, the evangelists, you know, maybe the Lord's moving some of you into apostolic type of thing, prophetic. Many of us are prophetic. And so when we speak of places that, you know, we're especially when we're invited into, to share, to ask questions, and you know where truth is, and not that we have to be gnarly and bold in our sufficiency, but we're going to do it in the grace and the sufficiency that God's given us. For we know who we are for such a time as this, and to be able to share that. So when we love with other people, we share truth and grace and love with other people, we share that, but we're not trying to fix people, but we want to present what we need to present, staying true to ourselves and the Holy Spirit within us, right, with this obedience, and let it fall where it falls. See, the seed that we sowed last week and even speaking to this couple, now this is going to be stirring around and things are going to be stirring and moving. What if he goes and he does a search on this guy? And starts putting some pieces together and seeing like, hey, there's a possible, right? So the links will come together. The seeds will be sown and, causes ground to get moving and to be seen and to be known. And it helps prepare people. But I did notice we are all in a lot of different places with this. So praise God. And hold on 1 second here, getting some text. Excuse me. Oh, thank you, Lord. Let's pray before we open up the phone lines. I think that's all I want to share tonight. Thank you, Lord, again, just for this time of ministry. God, we thank you for your presence, God. Really, there's nothing besides your presence, God. May you receive the glory. God, we thank you, Lord, that we are able to give to you, God. So keep stirring our hearts, Lord. Keep placing your plans and purposes and will upon our hearts and our minds, God, that we can give to you, God. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord. Just use every aspect of our lives, Father God, even our phone, the media. We thank you for the computer, just the media, the platform, my phone. Lord, to be able to reach and serve you for such a time as this, God. So just let's ask that you use all of it, Father God, and even creative ideas, Lord, and solutions for the gospel to increase. In Jesus' name, encourage others. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Yeah, there's some things in the culture, like the cultural, there's cultural, not shifts, but things with cultural thinking and the way things do it, like in society and in culture. But there are solutions to address that, you know, that the culture and society doesn't, it's not the one who sets the pillars. Those come from Christ. So I'm seeing some cracks happen, people pushing on things in the culture that are like cracking the pillars. I don't know if this is type of the strength of like Samson. I don't know, but so we see that the Lord, those pillars that have been set by culture and society are going to begin to, there's going to be cracks in it. And if we push on them as Christians and have solutions and creative ideas, and I don't know who this is for, just other than releasing it here, there can be turning and people understand the coming to Christ and the need for him and understanding that and why there's frailty in society, why there's frailty in even government, and to understand that better. And I know that there is a whole like generation there, from my generation to my children's generation in between there, that can actually speak of these things, speak the into the language and verbiage that this generation uses and has been trained to think and to speak into that and to turn it to other things. So Lord, I bless those, Father God, that are speaking into it. I know there are some like apologetics type of and not just defending the faith, but really ultimately their pillar is to defend the faith, but to speak into it in such a way that it draws other people and it sets up that pillar, God. So I pray that you would anoint minds, God, with your revelation, that all your grace and the ability, Lord, to do the work, Father God, to win the generations, to win the nations, God, to win places of mass population, Father God, things that we're stepping into that we haven't seen before or known before, Father God. We thank you for preparing the people, God, that they would steward whatever it is that you're preparing them with and planning them with, that they would begin stewarding that, even if the starting point is just writing it down and sitting before you with dedication and service and honor, and then you add more to it, Father. We thank you for it, and we thank you, Father God. We thank you for movements. In Jesus' name, salvation. Amen. Okay, let's open up our first phone line here. Sorry, I don't know. Okay. Alrighty, sorry for the distraction. 828-989, thank you for calling. Good evening, is this Jennifer?
It is, Deborah. Good evening, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I am wonderful.
Oh, great. Good to hear it.
Very
well, let me pray for you. Yes, well, that's wonderful. Let me pray for you. I turned up my phone so I could turn the volume up. So, Father, we thank you, Lord, for Jennifer, Lord, in Jesus' name. We thank you. I'm sorry. You know what? Oh, God, I don't want to say anything. I was going back to the distraction. I'm changing the thing on my phone, so I can't see that. So, Lord, we just bring her before your altar, God, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for teaching her how to step and to take placements. You know, just seeing the Lord, like, showing you. It's almost playful for how he's telling you where to step and where to go, like, and even, you know, it might be pretty directive as well, like specifically where to go. And maybe even like using your hands and your feet. I'm seeing very specific instructions for your hand and your feet. and in a playful way that the Lord is directing you, but there could be actually very, again, very specifics to the direction and the placement of it, the placement of your foot, the placement of your hand. I thank you, Lord. I thank you for it, Father God, in Jesus' name. And even kind of something like it's colorful, so it's kind of like that game, that Twister game, except you're not just going to be in one place. It's just not one place or one, maybe it's one platform. I don't know. Maybe that's what that represents. But like if he's having you serve in one specific platform, that might be it. I don't know. But very much instructing you in a playful way, though. I mean, he's not trying to get you all twisted up in a knot or anything like that. It's very, again, playful and directive, but in like playful in a fun way. He's directing you where there becomes to be a great joy and enthusiasm in serving him. And you know, when we were in Israel back in 2017, the first city that we went to was Caesarea, I think it was, and that was near the port. And I never felt more at home, but I did feel at home in different areas there. But there was something about, I really was connected intuitively with my heritage and the Roman background and that kind of thing there, that I was just at different points and times as the Holy Spirit led me, honestly, I was just touching the soil. And I know people just thought it was the weirdest thing, you know. But I didn't care because I knew I was doing it for the Lord's sake, and just like even praying and thanking the Lord for those that have gone before me. Do you know what I'm saying? And just doing what the Lord told me to do, just quietly, sometimes in different places, really throughout that whole week, I would just maybe bend down and just touch the ground like on the side so I wouldn't be, you know, a distraction to anyone. But just doing what the Lord told me to do when he told me to do it, you know. And which was, for me, fun because I was being obedient and I was connecting to the Spirit. So that's just an example. So, Father, we thank you, Lord, for Jennifer, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for just even lifting off, God, any yoke, Lord, that is not of you, God, that will not be placed on her, God, will not return. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for that, Father God. We thank you for your anointing that breaks every yoke that is not of you, God. And we thank you, Lord, let it not return, God, and it's forbidden to even return to her generational bloodline as well. We bind that and may not return in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. You just described my day.
Oh.
Wow.
Wow. You got a fantastic day.
Yeah, he does. Like he's so, so wonderful. He confirms so much. He just loves to, you know, I was just sitting in the chair today and he told me to leave. He wanted to, and I know this sounds crazy, but he always uses the term play.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. And it feels like he's just, it's that childlike wonder, adventure, how he ministers to me. And so he literally took me all over the place, directing me from one place to the next, and was just ministering to me. And I was writing, and everything he was sharing. But yeah, we go on these little adventures, but I'm sure the word is, you know, more than just these little adventures I've been going on. But that was my day. Like what you described, it was amazing.
Wow. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. We just thank you, Lord, for just revealing yourself in such a manner, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, just for even the hope and your unfailing love and your unfailing ways, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Yes. Amen. Amen. I do know what you mean, though. You know, sometimes, you know, he'll have me do childlike things, and I just don't worry what anyone else thinks because I know it's him. But just getting that confirmation tonight is just wonderful. Yeah.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Wow.
Amen. Glory to God.
Thank you. Thank you, Father.
Yeah.
Glory be to God. Yes. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Well, do you have any prayer requests?
No, not tonight. I think I'm good, and I put in some prayer requests. I, you know, one of the places he had me go today, I put in some prayer requests in the box. So I think I think everything's taken care of. I just believe that I'm going to receive those answers. So thank you.
Amen. Yes. May God's grace is able
to
abound towards you.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you very much. God bless you.
You're welcome. God bless you too. Good to pray with you.
Thank you.
Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
You.
Bye. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Okay. So we have here 903-9.
Hello.
Hi, who am I speaking to? Where are you from?
Kershan, Longview, Texas.
Kershan?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I want to make sure I'm saying that right. Texas. Okay, awesome. Well, thank you for joining us. God bless you. So, Father, we thank you for sure. Absolutely. Thank you, Lord, for Kershan, Father God. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord, and just bring her before you, Father God. We thank you for your grace and even angels' wings. We thank you for the angels' wings, Father God, in Jesus' name. And even something about like tasting and seeing that the Lord is good and relevance to these angels' wings. thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You know, sometimes when the angels who are in the presence of the Lord and they minister and they worship in the presence of the Lord, sometimes when when our spirits pick up on that they are with us or near us or wherever that might be, it could be in worship, it could be in your home, wherever it might be. Driving, wherever that might be, you can actually, sometimes people can pick up on, like, they really sense them in some way. Like, some people see them, some people sense their energy or their presence in the room. They just can sense that in their spirit, that there's another, that, you know, the Holy Spirit of angels is present with them. So there's something there. I don't know if you already have an indicator, like a spiritual thermometer, if you will, when I say indicator, that when that happens. So we thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. And sometimes the Holy Spirit as well, and it truly is like by his grace that he will open up certain things to us to understand them in a deeper level and with a deeper wisdom. Like, you know, that as I was praying earlier, really from Ephesians 1, I think it is about gaining spiritual wisdom. And it's by his grace that he opens that up to us. But I see you even like beginning to, I don't know if it's like search or inspect the ways of the Lord and things. And one of them might be angels. So I thank you, Lord, for just opening up those ways to her, Father God. In Jesus' name, and I thank you, Lord, that that she would cultivate them and steward them, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, just for guiding her and guarding her, God, in your word as well, in Jesus' name. You know, when we first learn of the Lord and hearing his voice, like we learn to cultivate that. And okay, like I think this is what the Lord's saying. I'm going to step out in faith. And, you know, we ask the Lord, okay, this is not you, but I think this is you and I want to honor you and obey you. So I'm going to do this. But that's us like stewarding it or cultivating that word, and then we grow in it, and then it begins to be strengthened and developed and whatnot. So when he brings us in areas where he's gracing us and revealing stuff to us in something that maybe we haven't been taught or it's added onto a teaching, to continue to trust in him to lead you and to guide you and to open that place up, we do need to cultivate it. So what I'm saying is whatever it is that you're learning from him, and you take that and you cultivate it, like you apply it to whatever, or the next thing is saying, I trust you with this, because he's saying, I trust you with this information. I trust you with this wisdom to use it accordingly, you know, and you're learning how to navigate it on earth as it is in heaven, right? And so, and asking him, teach me, Lord, teach me your ways, and teach me to steward, you know, all that you've given me for his greater glory. And so we thank you for that, God. We thank you, Lord, for just being even a light and a lamp unto her feet, God, but shedding your light on those areas, Lord, that she has before you, that she's inspecting and searching and just even curious before you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. It's funny that's what you touched on, because my husband travels, and I've been telling him that, you know, I've been seeing something in the house, but I'm not afraid of it. It doesn't make me scared. It gives me comfort. So absolutely amazing. And it's also amazing that, you know, you said that I'm seeking wisdom. When it comes to his word, I am, because I'm so weary from my family. I'm going to say it, from my family. My daughter recently cancer, and she just has turned into a horrible person since, you know, her whole ordeal is over. I mean, and I don't like the person that she has become, and my son's going through some things, and I feel stagnant in the job, and it's just been a lot, but I've been trusting in God and keep pushing forward and still trying to do family things with them, even though, you know, they give me a headache. And I can pretty much resonate to everything that you just said to me.
Wow. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Wow, Lord, we thank you for your glory just surrounding your daughter. God, in your spirit, testifying that she's yours. Wow, Lord, thank you, Father God, Lord, just for your encouragement and your embrace. Wow, and coming through for her in every way, God, for navigating with her husband as he works, Lord, away from home, navigating with her son and navigating with her daughter, God. We thank you, Lord. And Father, even through your authority and your word and the excellence of your power, God, I ask that you guide her in your word, that your word becomes a target, like to know how to pray specifically for her daughter, to know how to pray, God. And it might be day to day or week to week, month to month. You know, there might be some verses you stick with for a year, and then others it's like today you need to pray this right now, you know. So, Lord, we thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you. I really appreciate that.
Yeah, that's beautiful testimony. I was, like, honestly getting goosebumps.
Yeah, I'm in tears over here when you say that, like, really.
Yeah, I used to be able to. I feel like I have to plow new ground that we're in this new house, because I had different, I was going to say prayer stations, but I had different prayer, that sounds maybe Catholic, but I had different prayer areas that, like in the house that I would pray at, you know, where I cultivated his presence in my home and his wisdom, and like literally like portals were opened up of his wisdom in my other house. Like I could just, like if I knew I needed something, I could go directly in one spot, you know, take my posture on my face, and I could sense his presence really. I mean, there were people who even said, like, would come over for a meal of your house, I can feel the presence of the Lord here. I mean, I shared my prayer closet with a handful of women, and one of them was like, I can feel the presence of God in this prayer closet, you know. So here in this new place, I feel like I have to cultivate new ground for me, even though I know the Spirit is with it, like I carry him, right? But there's just that place where, so for that, I feel I miss that is what I was going to say. That whole angel thing, I miss that, that part of it. So God bless you and enjoy that. Just really, enjoy it and, praise God for it. So amen.
Amen. Thank you. God bless you.
God bless you too. Bye-bye. Okay, our next caller is, which I'm 281731. Good evening. Is this Evelyn?
Oh, yes, ma'am. How you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm good.
Good. Well, thank you for joining us. God bless you. Let me pray for you. Thank you, Father God, in Jesus' name. We thank you for Evelyn, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we just lift her up to you, Father. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Jesus' name. Thank you, Father God. So I'm seeing you like... Thank you, Laura. Yeah, I'm seeing you. Okay, I got it. So I'm seeing you like you beat to the, you know the drummer, like the drummer in a marching band, and you beat to the sound of a different drum, if that makes sense. And it's what it is that you're hearing the rhythm. So you're not like a lone star and just doing your own thing. It's not in that realm, in that sense, although you are from Texas. Don't they call Texas the Lone Star? That is so weird. That just came out of my mouth. So, but it is where, like, you hear from heaven. You're hearing a rhythm, and, you know, you're hearing it different from heaven. Your hearing is keen, and you're hearing, again, you're just hearing it different. Where there's training on earth, you know, but it can be sometimes minimized if it's, if there's not that spiritual element to it. Like you can learn truths and you can learn principles, but if the spirit and the breath isn't on that, there's more to it. Like there's, it's more encompassing when the spirit of God and the breath of God is infilling that principle and in that truth. And that is what's happening with you. And your drum, you're beating to the sound of a different drum is because, and it's not like even bringing you attention. I mean, it's not bringing you like that awkward attention or anything. It is just you walking in that and filling what you're supposed to be fulfilling on earth. And so maybe, Lord, was there something with that Lone Star so that, because that is Texas, maybe that's just the ground that he's giving your marching orders in. Maybe it's just there. That's there, you know. So, Father, we thank you in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord. I don't know. I know Texas is huge, and I don't, even when people say their city, I have no idea. I mean, most of the cities I do not know. So except for like Dallas and Fort Worth, something like that. Some of the areas I do know, but anyway, more than I don't. So Lord, we thank you, Lord, for every redemptive gift, God, that has been established even centuries ago in the state of Texas, God. We call them forth. God, we call forth, Lord, when Evelyn even does her marching, God, and listening to your voice and those marching orders, God, that she is like just awakening those gifts, God, and redeeming them. God, awakening them to be redeemed, God, and restoring in the land, Father God. And we thank you, Lord, for her keen ear, God, and just for her placement, God, in Jesus' name. in Jesus' name. And really, it could, you know, even be where the Lord will have you groups of people, but because you're hearing in the spirit differently, it's like you're actually going to lead, you know? And so just let your obedience be its obedience and let God do, you know, you just walk obediently and let the Lord sort it out. Let him, you know, cause that domino effect, and whoever needs, you know, he lines things up in order, right? Those who are fully believing, those who have yet to believe, those who he's drawing, they're hungry and thirsty still for the Lord, but they're all Christians. You know what I'm saying? So thank you. Yeah. So thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. You know, Sister Deborah, you're actually on it, because a lot of times I might be sitting at home and I just get up and I go to the mall. Like yesterday I went to the mall, and this lady that was in this particular department, I just befriended her. She told me she had lupus. So I prayed for her. And she was, you know, and I told her, you know, scriptures to stand on and what have you. And she really, really received it. And I had to go to the emergency room Saturday. I was in a lot of pain. But before I left, I grabbed some tracks. And while I was sitting there, when they called my name, I just left a track on the seat, and the track says, "Are you saved?" You know, so so this is what I do. I go to eating places, and I might sit there, and the waitress come up, and I just befriend them and just start talking. And this, and you're absolutely right. You know, I do this, and I just don't really tell people. I don't, you know, want to exhort myself or anything. But this is what I do. Even when I pay a telephone bill, gas bill on the phone, I'll ask them when I get through. I say, "Do you have a minute?" I say, and they'll say, "Yeah." I guess they don't know what I'm getting ready to say. So I'll ask them what church they go to, and then I'll befriend them, and I'll minister salvation. Some of them will be saved, and some of them not. Like I minister this Indian man. He wasn't saved, but he listened to everything that I said. He said, "You're a strong believer." I said, "Yes, I am."
Wow.
Amen.
That's great. That's awesome.
Yeah. Amen. I thank you for that. I have a hunger and thirst for people to get saved, you know, salvation, because I know one time I was in church singing in the choir, going to church, and I wasn't saved. You know, I was pretending,
oh, wow.
You know, but when I developed cancer in 1980, I think I told this before, this what drew me to the Lord, and my life has not been the same since.
Wow. Wow, praise God. Wow.
Amen.
That's wonderful.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, that.
So I thank God for you speaking into my life. And I have I was on the line last night, and it was a lady, I can't think of her name that was on last night, but I think her friend was named Greg, and I think they were thinking about getting married, and they had been dating, I think, maybe nine months or something. I just want to let them know, my husband and I got married in 6 months, and in those 6 months, we didn't, maybe they might be on the line tonight. In those 6 months, we only saw each other maybe 4 or 5 times. He dropped me off at work to move it, dropped me off at church and stuff. And we got married in 6 months, and we stayed married 53 years.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. What a testimony. That's
so
very
I
cool.
Think his name was Greg. I'm not sure. But I
okay.
can't think
I
of
don't
her
know.
Name. Yeah, they met.
Okay.
They met on the phone line. So... you know, they say metal.
Oh, is that
know,
Jennifer?
Maybe
Jennifer?
It was Jennifer.
Okay, I don't think she's on. Let me see.
Oh,
no,
okay.
Yeah, I think I prayed for her first. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. I think that was Jennifer, and I just wanted to let. But you definitely do have to hear from God, though. You know.
Oh,
yeah.
For
her
sure.
name is.
Yeah.
His name is Greg.
Okay, yes, I know who you're talking about. Okay.
Right. And I do need prayer. I'm having a surgery tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm having a hernia surgery, and it's, you know, tomorrow evening around 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I know there's power when the saints pray, you know, and I just believe in the power of prayer.
Amen. Amen. Let's pray for you now. Thank you for sharing that. We're happy to pray with you. So, Father, we thank you, Lord, for Evelyn. God, we thank you, Lord, for being the Lord. Not only do you establish her ways, Lord, but you go before her and prepare the way, Father. So we pray, Lord, for the surgical team, Lord, for the nurses, God, the anesthesiologist, God, surgery, all aspects, Father God, within this room. We ask that you send your angels and your presence there preparing, Lord, that you be with the surgeon, God, for clarity and precision and excellence, God, of work, Lord, with wisdom and knowledge and precision in his hands, Father God, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, for a favorable healing and outcome and recovery, God, without complication, Father God. We thank you, Lord. Lord, just do more than we could ask, think, or imagine, Lord, and for this outcome and outturn. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. God bless you. God bless you. And I pray that every one of your needs be met according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus, because you're doing an awesome work. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you, too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, here we go. 910-709,
Sylvia? Yes, hi, how are you?
Good, how are you doing?
Good, good.
Good, glad to hear from you. Let me pray for you. Thank you for joining us tonight. So, Father, we thank you for Sylvia, God, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father God, and just lift her up to you, Lord. We thank you, Father, Lord, just for your work that you're doing in her life, God, and the things that she's lifting up to you, God, that you are even lifting them up, God. We thank you for that, God. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. I don't know if that's some sort of like, I'm not sure what that, I don't know if that has dual meaning, like, the things that you're praying that are lifted up and then he's lifting up is that they are like congruent with heaven, yeah, something. So thank you, Lord, for that, Father God, in Jesus' name. Lord, and we just how you receive Sylvia, Lord, at your altar, God. We thank you, Lord. You know, he really does make us unique, like, he really does make us very intricate and very unique in our expression of him, even in through not just the fruits of the Spirit, but also like the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy. Even those expressions can be so different, right? But he gives all of us an expression of his kingdom is righteousness, peace, and joy. We all have this. You know, those that are dedicated and serving him and are yielding to the Lord and following this obedient to the Spirit. But they're all, those expressions can be expressed differently throughout each one of us. So it is literally his imprint. While those three pillars remain, those three patterns remain, whatever, however you want to say that. But even stamped within each one of them is, you know, what seeps through is, you know, the power of the fruits of the Spirit, how they express through you, and the fruits of a righteousness, how they're expressed through you as well. So it is very unique, and there's a purpose, like a very, how he's made you very intricately, and a purpose to express that is because it is his intricate design. I don't know if I'm saying that word right, but by his design. So, yes, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord. Because there can be unity in the Spirit without it being uniformity, if you know what I'm saying. So, so you're still free to be you, the Spirit. Even as I was reading the Spirit, which verse is that? 2 Corinthians 3. Yeah, this. Yeah, the Spirit. 2 Corinthians 3. Yeah, and the glory of the new covenant. All that. Yeah. So thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord, for where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. But yet, you know, there's liberty, but you're bringing the kingdom of God. That's like a sneaky liberty. You know, it's, you know, it's stamped with his you know, trademark, if you will, you know.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Because it leaves an impression and an imprint of him. So thank you, Lord.
Mm.
Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Oh, wow. Mm.
So praise God, how are you doing?
Oh, good. Tomorrow's my last day. My semester's ending, but
oh,
I have home.
Oh, my goodness. Still. Congratulations.
Yes, my first one, and I still have work to get in by Sunday. But I guess sometimes they save the worst for last. So I just need a prayer that I finish well.
Okay, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
But I managed to do well. Yes. I'm so happy I got through my first semester.
Well, wonderful. Well, we're very proud of you. And it's so exciting to hear, too. Yes, it's very exciting. So, oh, that's wonderful. So I'm a little jealous because I still have like a week and a half to go. So anyway.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I do.
I thought
so,
maybe you
but
didn't.
I... Go ahead.
I was the last Tuesday, I said, oh, man, she must be in the crunch. And I said, she's trying to get that work in. I said, she's trying to get that work in before the semester ends because I was in the crunch as well. So then when you didn't come on, I said, yeah, I better get up here and get mine done also.
That's funny. Well, thank you for thinking of me. But this week's going to be a little crazy. But let me pray for you. Yeah, I was thinking I'm going to be so glad to have a little break, you know.
Me
so,
too.
That'll be nice. Yeah. Well deserved. Let me pray for you, Sylvia. Praise God. Father, we thank you, Lord, just for the ability to learn and to gain knowledge, especially of you, God, how to be equipped and fastened into your ways, Father. We just thank you, Lord, just for the growth and the increase, Lord, and all that you're doing in Sylvia's life and her heart, Father God. So we pray, Lord, now as she wraps up this semester, Lord, and wanting to finish well, Lord, and for your glory, God, we ask, Lord, that you'd minister to her heart and her mind, Lord, to capture all that needs to be captured, God, with efficiency and effectiveness, God, and whatever grade she's asking you, we know a passing grade, but even if she's asking for an A, God, we just pray that she would do an A, present an A's work, however you say that, Lord, so we pray for favor with the professor and all those that are grading and looking, Lord, and all that she needs to accomplish and do, God, we ask that you bless the work of her hands, God, and just anoint her mind with wisdom and efficiency, God, and we thank you, Lord, just for the flow of the Holy Spirit and that you bless that, even the references to the workbooks, the taking of quizzes, God, even the retrieval of the information. We thank you, Lord, that you would bless that as well, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. I just wanted to tell you one thing. I had to do a paper, right? And so he left some notes, and he says that I forgot to footnote it, right? So I met with him, and I said, no, I didn't forget to footnote it. I said, because the Holy Spirit gave it to me. I said, did you want me to put the Holy Spirit there? And he started laughing. He said, no. I said, because I just want to tell you this. I was sitting at the table and I was getting very frustrated. I couldn't, you know, I haven't done a paper in 41 years. So I was sitting at the paper at the table and I was praying to the Holy Spirit that he would help me to write this paper. And I was sitting there and I was typing on my laptop. And all of a sudden I heard these footprints starting in my living room, like coming through the house, you know. And actually I listened and the footprints stopped at the back of my chair. And when they stopped at the back of my chair, I got hot, like I could feel like the presence of the Lord or some presence.
Yeah.
I got extremely hot. And then it went away, and all of a sudden I wrote that paper in a very short time. And when I finished, I started praising the Lord because I knew it was supernatural help because I heard it. It was like a footprint. I'm like, what is this? And I listened to it until it got to the back of my chair, and then it stopped.
Wow, that's a very wonderful story. Thank you for sharing that. Praise God.
Okay. Yes. Yes.
Wow. Very cool.
Thank you for praying for me, and I hope finish well. I pray for you to finish well.
Thank you. God bless you.
You
all
too.
Right. Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Okay. Hold on, I'm sorry. Let me get to where I'm at. Okay, 972-365, Rhonda, is that correct?
Hello, Sister Deborah, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm well. I wanted to share something real fast. I'm on to get prayer for my nephew, but I wanted to share something that may help Krishan with what she was sharing earlier. My daughter called me one day. She works from home, and her youngest daughter is 2. But she's very, very gifted, very, very anointed. And I know for a long time, Randy prayed over my daughter when she was pregnant and prayed over that baby, before she got here. But it was probably a couple of months ago, my daughter was at home working, and she called me. She said, Mom, she said, let me tell you what happened. She said, Chloe was in the living room and said Kylie, said she got up and said she pointed. And she said, look, Mama, and she started waving. And she said, she looked. She said, nothing is over there. And she said, that man, Mommy, it's a man over there. And she said, she started saying, Daddy. And she was like, well, I know, you know, nobody's in here. And I started telling my daughter, I said, I believe she has a gift of seeing. And I said, I believe that was an angel in your house, like, you know, because angels are like the male version, you know. And I said it could have, you know, been someone that God has assigned to you all. But she said she wasn't scared. She wasn't running. She said it was not like an eerie feeling or anything. But said she pointed and said she waved. And then, you know, said after that, you know, they just went on as business as usual. But she said, look, Mommy, over there. And she said, Daddy. I said, maybe he looked like her dad. And my daughter said, no, Mom. But I thought that was awesome. I said, because, you know, angels can shape, come, you know, take on human form, you know. And I told her, I said, you know, I've always prayed. She moved in that house probably some months ago, maybe this summer. And I prayed and I anointed everything in it, the doorknob, the windows. So I know it's not anything evil or any of that over there. So I just shared that with her because I felt, you know, led to share that with her. And that gave her a sense of peace. I said, because, you know, that baby is gifted and, you know, she can see things. And I just feel like it's a strong anointing on her life. So I wanted to share that, you know, and hopefully Krishan is on it. He hears that because, you know, God loves us and God, you know, when we are in Christ and we are, you know, believing Christ for our protection, Psalms 91, and pleading the blood of Jesus Christ over our life, we may not be able to see the hedge of protection around us, but it's all around us. And, you know, yeah. we don't have to be in fear of anything because God looks out for us. So I wanted to share that with her, you know,
what she shared, that would just help.
I remember her sharing that, and I said, wow. Because after that, you know, the baby never talked about that again, but it's as if, you know, and I know other people who have had encounters and have shared, you know, their experiences and encounters with angels and stuff, so I know it is true to it. But I wanted to get prayer for my nephew. I called in last night, and I asked Jeannie to pray for him as well. Yesterday, he was kind of like online scoffling and just saying different things. I don't even want to repeat it, you know, pertaining to the Lord and stuff, and I don't know where it's coming from, but I just ask for you to pray, and I'm just going to take that prayer and Jenny prayer and the other prayers and just believe by faith, you know, that the Lord will deliver him. His name is Markel.
Martel, okay.
Markel, M-A-R-Q-U-E-L, Markel.
Oh, M-A-R-Q-U, what?
E-L-M-A-R-Q-U-E-L.
Okay, Mark.
Like
Mark. Okay.
Yeah, the Q is like K. Yes, ma'am.
Mark. Well, okay. Yeah, let me pray for him. Thank you for sharing. Yeah, I like this. Bombard him with the warrior's artillery. So, Father, we thank you for Rhonda, God, in Jesus' name. And we pray for her nephew, Marquel, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray, Father, that no weapon formed against him shall prosper, and any tongue that shall rise in judgment, God, you shall condemn, God, even if it's his own tongue, God, that you would, that would be null and void over his life, Father God. We pray for protection over his ears, God, even when he speaks, Father, against you, Father God, or defiling anything of your nature or of your ways, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We ask for the mercy of God to be upon him, Lord. Forgive him, Lord, for he knows not what he does, Father. And we ask, Lord, for your compassions to be with him, entwined in your mercies, Lord. And that any knowledge that has built itself up against the knowledge of God to be brought down. In Jesus' name, God, we pray that those things would crumble, God, and that he would really hear you and know you, God, understand, Lord, be turned from darkness, God, to light, receive forgiveness for his sins, and be placed among those who are sanctified and are called your beloved, Lord, and be able to dine with you at your table, Father God. So we thank you, Lord, also for just the things of this world, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, let them be fleeting to him, God, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord. We just ask for his tongue, God, that you would, Lord, just replace his tongue with tongues of fire, God, in Jesus' name, to be able to speak for you, Father God. So just redemptive, God, redemptive tongues with gifts of tongues, Father. Redeem his tongue with gifts of tongues, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. He grew up knowing the Lord, and my sister, his mom, passed away in 2013, and a few years after that, he met this lady that he married, and it kind of, he's just started spiraling. So I don't know if it's a demonic influence from her, but he hasn't always been like that, because after his mom died, he started reading the Bible and getting closer to the Lord, and he would call me and share things. So I know it probably has come from her. So thank you so much for praying. Thank you so much. And God
bless you. Absolutely. God bless you too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yes, good night.
Thank you for, good night. Thank you for joining us, Rhonda, and listening as well. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Jesus' name. And let me just pray for you, Rhonda. Even though I have your phone muted, I'm just going to pray for you since you're still here. So, Father, we thank you, Lord, for Rhonda as well, God, in Jesus' name. We thank you for every prayer, God, that she prays, God, in humility, Lord, of 2 Chronicles 7:14, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for healing, Lord, using her prayers of healing for the land, God, and restorative, restoring, God, lives, Father God, unto you, God. We thank you for that, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, using her. She stands in the gap, Lord, and other times even just literally taking people's hands and putting their hand in your hand, God. We thank you for those gaps, God, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, Lord, we thank you, Father God, that she fills those gaps, Lord. She stands in the gap, God, preserving and fighting and restoring and redeeming. So we thank you, Lord, for every gap that you place her in, God, that she stands there with your skillfulness, Lord, and your wisdom and your countenance, Father, upon her, Father God. And we thank you, Lord, that she would complete the task of every gap, Lord, knowing that she's equipped of you, and it's in your sufficiency and in your spirit, God. But all that you've called her to do in each gap, Father God, let that be made complete to her assignment there, Father. So we thank you, Lord, just do exceedingly in those things. Amen. Okay. Now our next caller is 504. 282. Good evening. Thank you for calling. Who am I speaking to?
Good evening. It's Nicole. How are you?
Good. How are you? Is this Nicole from New Orleans?
Yes, this is she.
Okay. Thank you. Let me pray for you. Thank you, Father God, for Nicole. Lord, we just lift her up to you, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for all that you're doing in her life, Lord, and the preserving of something, a basket of some type, Lord. We just thank you. Thank you for that, Father. Jesus' name. Wait, I got to mute your phone line for a second. Okay, I'll come right back to you. Lord, we thank you, Father, for what you're doing, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I don't know if it's like a time of harvest and this basket. It's a rather large basket. Like, you could probably fit into it if you got in and, like, scrunched down and were, like, you know, sitting on the back of your heels kind of a thing. You could probably fit in there. So it's a rather large basket, and the framing, the scenery around you is almost that same color of like that wheat, and like harvest time is why I say it's a time of harvest. It's those colors and that. So, Father, we thank you, Lord. Wow. So let me say something because, or I mean, let me just look something up. Let me try this in the scripture. Yes, yeah, I was hearing the word woven. I was trying to look that up in the regular dictionary, which doesn't tell me much other than it's just a lot of different fabrics together. And so there's a lot in the Old Testament. You know, there's different things that are woven, linen, because this basket has, let me do this. What's this word? Woven cord. This is verse and numbers. No, Father, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. for what you have woven together. He has woven together this basket, and there's also like I don't know if you call that a design, or there's a different little bit of a different color or a different hue, like a light brown to a darker brown. So there's a type of design on it. Like, I don't really see a picture, just a different color hue there. And so, but yeah, he has woven that for you. So I don't know if the indication of is, you know, it could even be where they were to receive the plunder, you know, if it's a time of harvesting plunder. I don't know if that makes sense to you. Okay, something, I don't know if that has to do with, but, you know, in the Old Testament, the Lord told them to plunder the things from the enemy, you know, to go back and to take the goods that were rightfully theirs that the enemy had stolen. So I don't even know if that is significant to you, like that time of plunder. Let me go back to, let me see if this will take me right back to where I was. Let's see. Okay. Let me see here. Okay, yeah, just that. So, yeah, because in the book of Numbers is the only one that indicates something with wood and that fabric. So I don't know if they're because we know the book of Numbers is because he was numbering the people. It was very specific, and each person mattered, and each person counted, even, right? And we know that even by the 99 and the one, he'll go after the one. Every number, each person is very specific and oriented towards his heart. So there's something... let me just open up your phone line here. So when I say plunder, like to take back the things that the enemy has stolen, does that make sense to you or resonate?
It does. It reminds me of like two things. You know, it resonates in two ways. One, you know, coming out of like, you know, rough season where I've pretty much been on pause, and I just feel like God's blessings are like pouring on me. And so, you know, that harvest definitely resonates in that basket. You know, things that I thought that I was, you know, I'd lost, or, you know, that I, you know, basically wouldn't be able to reap blessings from have finally come around. So in that way, I can be an artist. So that definitely resonates. The other thing is, you know, I've been, you know, led to really pray for and intercede for people in my family who are not saved or believers or in a position of doubt. So that whole, you know, piece around taking back what the enemy stole, like souls, kind of, to mind is, you know, people who the enemy has kind of tried to steal away, you know, kind of resonates with me. You know, I have some people in my family who were believers, and now they're in a state of confusion and doubt. And so I think that's where it resonates.
Yes, that does with me. As soon as you said that, like the plunder would be the, yeah. And as you were talking, the part where I had seen you could actually go in the basket, the Lord was showing me, because the basket, it was for you. Like, it is for you to be filled for you. So, anyway, that was just cool how he went back. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I mean, sometimes he does add something to it, but this one he went back to and showed me that same picture, which was kind of cool. So praise God. Thank you, Lord. Just for opening the heavens, Lord, and we thank you, Lord, for your redemptive work and the recompense, God, everything that was rightfully hers, God and in her family bloodline, we come into agreement with that, that they would return in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God. Thank you for the turning points, God, and how you are using her, God, to plunder her family, God. And we thank you, Lord, that you would add to that, Father God, as she presses into you and your spirit in that, Father God, that you would add to it, Father God. And we thank you, Lord, how it blesses your heart and the faithfulness, Lord, and just the tenacity to pray and to go after family, Father God. We thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you. In Jesus' name, thank you, Jesus. Thank you so much. Thank you for that
You're
word.
Welcome. God bless you. Yeah. Thank you for joining
God
us.
Bless
thank you so much. God bless you, too.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Bye-bye.
Thank you, everyone. So 909, whoops, there we go. Hold on, I don't know what happened. Okay, so 909-381, hold on, I'm trying to open your phone line. Hold on 1 second. Here we go, there we go. Good evening, who am I speaking to? Where are you calling from?
Keisha.
Oh, Keisha, how are you doing?
Uh-huh. I'm well, and I'm calling from Texas.
Okay, awesome. Thank you for joining us. God bless you. Let me mute your phone line real quick. Thank you. Let me mute your phone line real quick, and then I will pray for you. So, Father, we thank you for Keisha, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you for your care for her, God, and even in the Psalms, it talks about his loving kindness and tender mercies, God. So we thank you, Lord, just for even holding her faith. Lord, I just see him holding your faith tenderly as a father would with his tender mercies and loving kindness like that instilled in each hand. And thank you, Lord. I thank you, Father God, just for your assurances. You know, I just see him looking and gazing at you. You know, just as a father would bring forth his assurance to his daughter. We thank you for that, Father. In Jesus' name, like I even feel warmth in my hands as I'm praying this over you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God, for your spoken word. We thank you for your gaze, Lord, and your heart towards her, God, in Jesus' name. And, you know, there is a scripture in, I think it's in the book of Mark, and it might be written a little bit different in what he was saying, but it was this. It's the purpose that God can do this. It said he looked at him and he loved him. And so I think it was talking about somebody. It might have been something else, but it was literally. But that's the word. That's the sentence. He looked at him and he loved him, and that just God just that intense, not intense like intimidating intense, but like you know that without words. Just the love and the kindness and the intent and the purpose intentions to, you know, resonate and ooze his love towards you. So we thank you for that, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, Father God, just for every blessing, Lord, that you hold in your hand as you're holding her head and her cheeks and her jawline, Father God, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, that you would even impart words unto her, placing words in her mouth, God, of your kindness, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that she would be a vessel of your kindness, leading many to repentance, God, in Jesus' name, and in many different ways, not just even initial repentance, but, you know, maybe ongoing sanctification, right, where we repent and turn from our ways, turn from our ways. God, we thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. And my left hand is really, really warm as I'm praying this like in proxy, spiritual proxy for you. So I thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Even if there are healing words like kindness, like, you know, where it says he sent his word to heal us, And I do believe he can send forth healing words that are in body, soul, or spirit that can heal us. As they're sent forth, they accomplish that in which he purposed. And I really personally believe, because his healing also has to do with hope and freedom, and that is for our spirits and for our souls. So it can be emotionally, mentally, some people, just lovingly, that can bring healing to people and soften and just feel embraced to the spirit. That's a healing type of word. And then, so it makes provision for them. So we thank you, God, for her making provisions in the spirit on people's behalf, Father God, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, God, we thank you, Lord. Thank you for your goodness and your kindness, Lord, to all of us, God. We just exalt you this evening, Lord, for meeting with us with your presence, Lord. And thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for your presence and staying with us tonight. In Jesus' name. Hold on. I'm going to open your phone line again. There we go.
Thank you for that. I appreciate that. I was calling to give the standing proxy for someone, I am grateful for you praying for me, because it was, and I'm not just saying something just to be saying it, but when you were saying that, I was feeling the presence of God, and in my left hand, my left hand open on my ear, my mouth. And so when you were saying that, I could feel it on my hand, like just the stinging plus the warmth, and especially like in the between my thumb and the forefinger, I could just feel it really strong right there. And so as you were saying the left hand, I said, Father, you are so good. And you have to know, Deborah, that you, I pray I'm saying it right, your name. You have to know that God has used you mightily, and I just pray that you never, ever give up, or get too tired, because I'm just praying that even if you do, that you would just have, through the Spirit, or have people praying for you just like they did for Moses, as he was tired, as long as his arms were up, they were winning the battle. Mm-hmm. When they let him down, he wasn't. So I just pray that even if you do get tired, that he would, in the spirit, have someone lifting your arms up to continue to go forth in him being used. And I'm just so grateful for you for that. Thank you for that confirmation. Thank you so much.
Wow, praise God. Wow, that is amazing. Sounds like, that was amazing. Oh, my gosh, Lord. Thank you, Lord. God, you are so incredible. Wow. That's incredible. Well, how can we pray? Thank you for sharing that. And praise God, Lord. Lord, thank you, Lord. You deserve the honor. You deserve all the glory, God. And we are sufficient, Lord. I just acknowledge, Lord, that we are sufficient with your grace, God. Your grace is our sufficiency, Lord. And we thank you, God. It's an unfailing strength, Lord. And let it be for all of us, God, that you strengthen us in unfailing ways. In Jesus' name, amen. So how can we, what is your prayer request?
Well, I wanted to pray for one of my daughters. And this particular one is Ashley. Her name is Ashley.
Ashley?
And,
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, you just want me to, I'm just going to pray. Thank you, Lord, for Ashley, Father. We just lift her up to you, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Sometimes when ministries can pray for other people and to bring them in and stuff, there's certain things where, or even praying, I was sharing earlier a couple of weeks ago, I don't know if you were with us then, but I was praying about, even as I walk in the neighborhood and pray, whatever is obstructing the kingdom of God in the neighborhood, that the Lord would remove that and bring in what is going to be useful to build in the kingdom of God. And in that, we don't control the Lord and who he chooses. You know, even in ministry, if people pray mm-hmm. that, pastors prayed that, right? Send me somebody, right? Mm-hmm. So it might be somebody who's still a little squirrely, like, or I say squirrely, but do you know what I mean? They're not really polished, or they don't maybe seem equipped yet, because maybe the potential mm-hmm. and the placement and the giftingness that that person carries is like the person that the Lord leads them to is equipped to help them mature in Christ and to smooth mm-hmm. those places out. And just like the Lord mm-hmm. does with us when he calls us his bride, but he clothes us article by article by article. And I'm seeing him preparing mm-hmm. your daughter to be a bride, as awkward and as odd as maybe it seems at times, maybe like, or is she ready to get married? Do you see what I'm saying? Like, is she ready to do, you know, how a parent would think, I don't know, like, that might be too much for them. I don't think they're ready, you know, but the Lord and his preparation, mm-hmm. you know, preparing her as a bride for him. And again, mm-hmm. article by article, you know, like getting the dress ready, putting the dress, you know, receiving the engagement, you know, receiving the commitment, mm-hmm. receiving it in her heart, embracing it, and just article by article by article, him preparing her as a bride. And he will develop, even as he's doing, he's developing and washing and regenerating her with the Spirit for every yes and every way that she walks in his steps and in his direction with his affections, you know. And some of those things could be held in our hearts, you know, the affections and the saying yes, until they're demonstrated or proclaimed out of that person's mouth. But that's what I'm seeing. So praise God.
Praise God. Thank you for that. God bless you.
Yes, you're welcome. God bless you too. Okay.
Yes.
You take care.
Yes, she, you for sure. Thank you.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did you want to, you can share something.
Oh, okay. I was just going to say, because, you know, she sometimes, you know, she knows some things, but then she starts overthinking, and then she starts getting in herself, and I'm like, just relax, and just trust him, and just relax and trust him. And, you know, she'd get a little bit from here, and then she'd get a little bit from there, and I'm like, maybe just relax and just trust God, you know. You don't have to do nothing on your own. It's all in him. And she said, I am learning. And sometimes, you know, and like you say, you don't think that they're ready, you know. Like, I'm like, I don't want her to be in a relationship. I just want her just to let God just love on her. And, you know, but like you say, article by article, time by time, you know, it's precept upon precept. And higher height and deeper depth. So it's time to say, okay, Lord. And I'm learning how to listen and not give advice, just listen and hear so I can know how to pray for her. Because I just say, oh, my goodness, my daughter. And, you know, sometimes she seems so fragile because she's so, you know, she just, you know, she, I don't know what it is. It's just like that purity is still there at the same time. She's like, is it okay for me to open up? Is it okay? And I'm just like, yes, it's okay. Just talk to God. Don't talk to nobody else. Just let him lead you, God. You don't, you know, and I tell them so much, please learn from me. When I tell y'all, I know y'all have to take your own journey, but please just learn from me. Just know and let him lead you and guide you on who to talk to, who not to talk to, which way to go. You know, sometimes you just have to trust him, you know, that he is God, that he is ordinary, that he is there for you, and it will be okay. Because I know I had called, like, my second or third time he called, and you were telling me about an Etch-A-Sketch, and you were, like, saying about the point A and from point B, and sometimes it doesn't always match up. And that's why I try to, you know, really get them know. Sometimes it don't make sense. But if you just continue to trust him and just be and just worship him and just love on him and just let him love on you, we'll understand, like the song say, we'll understand it better by and by. I agree with that. That is the truth.
Yeah. And when you were talking, I was realizing that is a really a lot of wisdom to offer your daughter, and very precious, you know, so I'm sure she can take that in because it's just very precious and so much wisdom in there. And so God bless you for that. And then when you were talking, I was thinking her just coming to the Lord and coming to the Lord and me saying article upon article is that that is when we, that's, we're receiving from him as we're coming to him just to worship him or just to bow before him mm-hmm. and spend that time with him,
mm-hmm.
then that's when we mm-hmm. receive from him. And he gives article upon article upon article, you know, and that's, that is part of the preparation, not just whatever it might be. However, each of us are hardwired to serve him while he wants us to do that, but that's not necessarily how we receive. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Or something.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
I do agree. I do
yeah.
agree. Because we,
yeah.
we don't
so
always
precious.
Understand
yeah.
it. We, you know, we do not always, and I'm grateful. I'm just truly grateful. I do want to ask you, have God ever directed you on ministering to young women on how to like preparing, like you were saying, like mentoring, like preparing them even as for marriage? Do you have a ministry like that, or have you ever been felt?
No, I used to do some like premarital counseling, you know, but not, so they were already engaged and already kind of committed to get married. Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So, but I think for young girls, it really is that they know themselves really well. And I think even how yourself is just mentoring her and guiding her and teaching her in the word, because how they respond to the Lord, do you know what I'm saying? And how they,
mm-hmm.
yeah, because she needs to know that she's independent. Well, she'll come together and the two will be joined as one, but she's also an independent thinker and a whole person
yeah.
that she needs to bring yeah. all of who she is to her marriage, and then they run side by side, you know?
Yes, yes.
So I think
yes.
her focus just being under your guidance and in your home and just learning from the Lord is going to equip her and strengthen her and her identity more than anything, you know?
Right. I do agree with that. I do agree with that. I do agree with that. Yes.
Yeah,
I don't know. I was, you just, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, you go ahead.
I was just going to say because you were just on my heart early, and I was just grateful for you. And so when I thought about the preparing the women before they get married, and so I said, well, I've never heard her talk much about that, but I have heard how you talk about how you you honor your husband. How y'all are submissive one towards another. And, you know, that's like a taboo nowadays, you know, but it's really okay because we're doing it as unto the Lord, you know. And so I said, well, I never heard her say that, and so that's why I asked that question if you were in, if you did
yeah.
the...
Yeah, that maybe there is something to that, and thank you for asking me. Yeah, because I think that what will happen in a young girl, this is what I wouldn't want to happen, is that then she just becomes thinking about her husband or who this male is and how to please him, when she really should be
mm-hmm.
doing that on, like, right now, like, and any young girl should really
mm-hmm.
be focusing on how to establish that with the Lord. Because,
exactly.
you know, throughout, yeah, so that, you know, because there might be times in her marriage where she's called to be the stronger one. Do you know what I mean? Because we're,
right.
we walk in faith together, right? So she needs to know how to do
mm-hmm.
that now, yeah, and establish all
right.
that. And she doesn't have that a distraction or any other, you know, obligation or responsibility pulling on her, I think is ideal for right now. And then I thought I was going to say something else when you were saying about preparing for marriage. Oh yes, I was going to say this, and then I'll end. So because my husband and I have different gifts, and it's sometimes, and I probably have talked about this, right? So I'm a little bit more prophetic and like teaching in a sense where like expounding on truth maybe, or highlighting a truth, mm-hmm. not necessarily bullet by bullet. Mm-hmm. And then he's mm-hmm. very much evangelistic, discerning of spirits and hospitality. And mm-hmm. well, I would say, yeah, those three, not necessarily in that order. And so that's very different because I can be a little introverted and I like to be around people, but I wouldn't say my natural gift is being hospitable. And that you would think that mm-hmm. a woman, that would be more of a woman's role, you know, because,
mm-hmm.
but it definitely goes with being evangelistic. But however, right. what I say is when we walk side by side in the church realm, if you will, it doesn't mm-hmm. always, mm-hmm. it creates sometimes some waves, and I'm seeing that do that now, actually. But, and it's not that anyone's doing it intentionally, we're just being ourselves, and it's like, if you've invited me into this space, and you're asking me, mm-hmm. like, if I have any questions, then I have to stay true to who I am. And part of that is going to probably, I'm probably going to be seeing something prophetically, even unbeknownst to me. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I think it's mm-hmm. like I see this bullet, this means this, or this, or expound on this, you know, and probably some of it's going to be prophetic mm-hmm. unbeknownst to me. And to others who don't understand or don't know us well enough might think that my husband needs to get me in line. Do you see what I'm saying?
Right. Right.
So this yep, is where I this do has been on, okay, this has been ongoing for, we've been married 34 years. So it'll come in different phases, and thank God the Lord doesn't, you know, put me under, you know, too much at one time. But and thank God for my mm-hmm. husband when he sees it clearly too, because then he can speak into it, you know. So
right.
Anyways, so that's how we navigate. That's how God put us together. It's his nature. And so maybe there's something, I say all that to say, that would be the only thing I would think that would prepare a woman for marriage is, but you have to stay strong to who you are and marry someone who's not intimidated by who God's called you to be. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then working mm-hmm. out, both most people definitely. Working out, yeah, working in their strength. So whatever that would be, like, you know, taking care of practical things, you know. But I see the spirit, like when I see the spirit move us in directions, like one person will say something to someone else and we'll be like, oh, my gosh, I was just thinking that. But I know it was the spirit of God where he causes us to unify in that area, you know?
Right.
Even very practical things. So wait, yeah, so that's cool. So wait, let me ask you about your background noise. Do you have a bird or is that a dog toy? I'm trying to discern that.
Okay, so that's my dog playing with my son. And she likes that. She's getting excited.
She likes that toy. Okay, like, that's
really
either
excited.
A dog toy or a bird. Okay, now I can sleep. Okay, well, thank you so much for joining us. God bless you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. God bless you. Thank you.
Okay, thank you for your encouragement, too. Okay, take care. Bye. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. God bless you, and shalom.